Kia ora and welcome to Meet the Newbies. After the 2017 general election happened, a lot of new MPs entered Parliament for the first time. However, many of these MPs may not be well known outside of their electorates. So to try and change this, I decided to do a podcast meeting with one of the new MPs each time. This gives us the chance to get to know our new lawmakers while giving them the chance to show who they are to the public. Today, we are talking to Matt King, the new National MP who took Northland off Winston Peters, thus earning him the title, The King Who Bet the Kingmaker. Let's learn about him.
Kia ora, Matt. How's your day been going?
It's been good, Dan. Thanks very much.
If you could describe yourself in a sentence, how would you do so?
I'm honest, I'm solid, I work hard, I care about people, care about the world, and I want to do the best I can.
So, what is your background?
So, I'm a farmer, I've been a policeman, I've been a business owner, done a few different things in my life.
Who would you say has been your hero?
Easily my father, and quite possibly his father as well. My grandfather and my father would definitely be the heroes in my life.
How were they your heroes?
They set the example. They live by setting the example of how to live and how to treat people and how to do things. So I had huge respect for them. I had quite a bit to do with my grandfather before he died, and obviously was very close to I am very close to my father. So those are the two heroes in my life.
What would you be willing to march on the streets for?
A lot of things. I'm interested in keeping things fair and equitable as much as you can. Like I say, I care about people and I care about what happens. So I've always been a person that sticks up for the little guy. So yeah, definitely. Yeah, there'd be a lot of things I'd be prepared to march for if I had to.
What changes to New Zealand law would you want to make during this term?
Well, I've pretty unsuccessful, but I'd like to change. I would like to adopt the English law and the rights, the Bill of, when you arrest someone or you're dealing with a suspect, you have to give them their rights to remain silent. And I would like to be able to add to that the English version, which is that if you refuse to say anything and you then later rely on something, an explanation in court that you didn't mention at the time you're interviewed, that you could be opening yourself up for criticism. So the English version is that if you do not say something which you later rely on in court, it can be brought to the attention of a jury or a judge at that trial. So it's a little change. Still have the right to silence, but to me it's an important change. I'd like to bring that in.
Would that be a private member's bill that you're
about? I don't know enough about it. I'm picking that it would be a huge amount of resistance to it, but I guess it potentially could be a private member's bill. Yeah.
What is your dream for New Zealand?
My dream? I want New Zealand to stay the way it is now. I want to preserve our way of life. I think that we live in the best country in the world, and I want to. I see a lot of things happening in other countries that I don't think are good, and I'd like to be able to maintain what we've got, a special thing that we've got in this country.
So, let's say you get promoted to a minister. What ministry would you choose, and what would you hope to achieve?
Well, I'm interested in primary industry because I'm a farmer. I'm also interested in justice, law and order, because I'm an ex-policeman. I'd like to be involved in trade if there was opportunity to be involved in overseas trade, because that's where our lifeblood of our country. And so if I was to get any one of those positions, I would be working the best I could to give them the best deal I could for New Zealanders.
I'm going to lay out some conscience issues. So would you support the decriminalisation of abortion?
So I have a little bit of a philosophy of if it works, don't touch it. I think that if someone could bring a good argument to me that there is something an injustice happening, or there's something that's not, that could be improved, I would definitely look at it. But at this point in time, I don't think there is a big issue with that. So it's not, or put it this way, it's not a priority.
Cannabis legalisation, would you support that?
I would support cannabis decriminalisation. So therefore, if someone was caught with a small amount of cannabis on them, they wouldn't get a criminal record. I'd like it to be seen more similar to, like, if you didn't wear your seatbelt or you caught speeding, you get a ticket, but no criminal offence for minor stuff, minor drug offending, yep.
The retention of the Māori seats, is that something you'd support?
Our National Party policy is to eventually get rid of the Māori seats, but in my view, until the Māori people themselves vote with their feet and go off the roll to a point, say, maybe 35%, because currently it's 55% of them are on the roll, Māori roll, So until they decide themselves by going off the role voluntarily, I would see, again, I would leave it as it is now, until they decide themselves to marry.
The foreign deployment of New Zealand troops, Afghanistan and Iraq, is that something you'd support?
Oh, look, I mean, I'm in support of us doing our bit as an international community, but I'm not in favour of us sending our troops to foreign lands if we can avoid it.
Would you support the New Zealand becoming a republic?
Eventually, yes.
Why eventually?
But as countries grow up, they eventually shake off the shackles of Mother England and become their own country, so eventually probably, but again, it's not a priority either.
Would you support voluntary euthanasia?
With the relevant safeguards, definitely.
What relevant safeguards would those be?
So there can't be a situation where someone that was vulnerable it could be taken advantage of. So with the safeguards that protect the vulnerable, yeah, definitely.
Finally, if you were to be trapped on a desert island with an MP from an opposing party,
that is a very, very hard question, and you can get into a lot of trouble. If I was trapped on a desert island with the opposition, I think it would be Willow Jean Prime that I would like to be there with, because she's a very nice lady. Yeah.
All right, that's all I have. Okay. Well, it was great speaking to Matt.
Thanks very much.
This is Matt King.